Hey, birdies. Thanks for joining our flock. If this is your first time tuning in, I'm Raven.
And I'm Raven. Welcome, y'all. This is Raven's Nest.
Whoop, whoop.
What's up? So, today, again, we're still talking about sex all month long. But today, we're going to talk about all things taboo.
You know what?
What?
Just because I know how we are. Before we even do that, the word of the week.
Okay. So, rewind. So, this week's word of the week, Raven's Ratchet word of the week is...
Period. Period, poo.
Y'all, read it for us.
This week's word is period. Period. It's a noun used to emphasize a point that there is nothing else said or debated. Final conversation over. No more discussion. Commonly preceded by phrase "that's on" or followed by the word "poo." Example: that's on period or period poo.
So yeah, that's Raven's Ratchet word of the week. So we will be using that sometimes throughout this episode. Yeah. So make sure y'all catch it. Make sure
we do. Important.
So, anyway, as I was saying, you guys, we will be using this word throughout this episode at least once. So make sure y'all catch it. Make sure we use it. If we don't, yeah, call us on it. Because I know I'm forgetful. So we shall see. Mm-hmm. Again, like I said, we will be talking about all things taboo. In case you don't really know what the term is, it just basically means that's not acceptable or not really talked about in society. So, all things taboo, dealing with sex today. Mm-hmm. So, I feel like I'm definitely a taboo sexual person, I guess.
I think everybody would say that.
About me? Hero would say that about themselves or me?
You.
Okay, cool. Just checking. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to speak for the flock.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So, yeah, one thing that I realized is taboo, of course, is being polyamorous. Like, of course, it's becoming more acceptable nowadays. However, yeah, that's something that's taboo. I guess that I associate with. What was the other thing?
I don't really see that often. I would say for me, I see it at the same level I used to. Like, I remember working with this dude and he had a girlfriend. Well, he had two girlfriends or whatever. And that's who I knew at the time. At this time, I only know you. Like, I still don't know other people who actually do that. Like, threesomes more, yes. But actually, like, a poly relationship, mm-mm. So, like, but that's my perception, of course.
Yeah, maybe because I am poly that I see it
a lot more.
But it's crazy. I actually remember guy, now he's a Christian. He's very big on his belief. He lives a pretty much a Christian lifestyle, like, as far as I know.
Are you trying to say poly isn't Christian?
I mean, in a sense, I feel like it kind of is, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. But, yeah, so he actually came to me about, you know, Meet the Gilberts, a long time ago. He was like, hey, what's this? Like, you're younger than me. I feel like you would know.
How old was he?
He's probably probably going on 40 now. Mm-hmm. So, it's, like, probably around that age. Not at the time when he asked me, but now that's probably about his age. So, he asked me, and I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, I've never heard of this. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to ask Kaya. Kaya's my daughter, you guys. So I asked her, and she said, well, maybe it's, she did not know, let me be clear. So she said, maybe it's this, she said something, she thought it was a TV show. And so
I can see that.
She was like, yeah, I think it's like something, and again, she thought it was TV. And I was like, so then you know me, I'm nosy. Like, now at this point,
I need to know what this is.
So he's like, so then I ended up Googling it or something. I ended up finding it on Twitter and then on Snapchat. And then from there, you know, I edit them on Snap. I'm watching the snaps. I'm informed. So then I hit him up and I'm like, this is what this is. How the heck do you know about this? Because how do you know about this before me on top of that? Like, and he's like, oh no. Like, he was like, basically a coworker asked him if he knew what it was and he didn't. And so he asked me since I was younger, thinking that I would know. So I was like, oh, okay. Because, yeah, this is what this is. And he was like, oh, yeah, no. I didn't need to know about that.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was a reason I didn't know about it. So that was that. But, yeah, I don't know. I guess a part of me feels like because I am, that may be why. But at the same time, like, before the podcast, like, I wasn't as open as I am about my personal life, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, in all honesty, probably the podcast is probably where a lot of people learned I've even been in a poly relationship. As you know, I don't talk to a lot of people. Yeah. So it's all, you know, all three of y'all that I do communicate with. Like, y'all are probably the only people besides the people I was in a relationship with that knew.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Like I said, I feel like that's the case, but because I don't associate with a lot of other poly people, I don't know how I've been knowing it, but I've definitely seen it more.
This is also from what I recall. Didn't you, like, how you even got into the relationship, you went to, like, a party or something like that?
Well, no. That's not how I, oh, yeah, that is how we met.
Now, how I know, and she don't.
Girl, because I was about to say no. Because I remember, like, when I was first, like, asked about it, I don't know why I would have, like, I remember us going out to eat and stuff, but that was after he asked me on a date, so disregard.
But at this party, there were other poly relationships, or, like, you could see, yeah. So, see, it's like the whole world, like, that was norm. Like, me, I'd be there, I'd be like, you see this?
First of all, that's how I was. Let's be clear. First of all, I had to, like, see some shit first. Like,
what did you see?
Girl, some shit, like I said. Yeah, again, it just, it was definitely, like, shocking, like, bro, this is, like, a whole nother world.
I bet.
Yeah, like, I didn't know people, really did this stuff in their spare time, like.
Okay, but wait, so that's the party, but didn't you ever go to a swingers club?
Yeah.
Was it, like, the same, like, of what you see, or was it a difference?
It was a difference, and that's actually what I was about to go into. Swinging being, again, taboo. Didn't we go to a swingers club?
They did.
Okay. Another friend. Okay. Anyway, but yeah, we went to the swingers club because my friend wanted to go. And we went, and this night, it just so happened to not really be anybody, like, a lot of people there. But we went and we did a tour.
You could do a tour. I didn't know that.
Yes. Like, they asked if we had ever been there.
What's the name of the place?
Oh, my God. Hold on. No. I got to back up, y'all. So, look. The night we went, she was like, when she's bringing it to us, she was like, so, y'all, like, I want to go to this little swingers club. She called it a sex club. She's like, I want to go to the sex club or whatever. And I'm like, and do what? Like, and she's like, I mean, no, we don't have to do nothing. I just really want to see, like, what it's about or whatever. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, so you down to go? I'm like, yeah. So, me, her, and another friend, we all go. And she was like, oh, yeah. Right before we go, and she's like, we get in free if we don't have on panties. And I'm like, but how they supposed to know? Mm-hmm. Like, how they gonna know I don't have on panties? Like, and so, of course, we get in there, and that's, like, the first thing is, like, oh, it's such amount or whatever. And I'm like, but I thought we get in free, and she was like, I have to see it. And I'm like, oh, like, all right, I can't just tell you I ain't gonna pay me. So, like,
no.
But, like, you literally have to, like, step by where she is and, like, literally, like, flash her.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, that was, I mean, it wasn't really weird. It was kind of funny to me.
Yeah, I could see that being funny.
Yeah.
Different. Like, and then it's a female, too. Yeah. So, like,
it was just funny to me. So then she asked if.
My cheap ass. Here you go.
Not for real. Like, but so after that, she was like, asking, they have, like, a little system or whatever. Like, you have to, not have to be a member, but you can become a member. They have member prices and then non-member prices.
That is crazy.
And so she was like, when she was taking our IDs and stuff, she was like, say, I've never been here before, right? And I was like, no. She's like, yeah, I want a tour. Yeah. Go take the tour. And basically she's telling us, like, you know, these are, they have, like, beds where, like, little sheer things where people can see y'all. Like, if y'all, you and somebody are in the bed, they have beds where it's completely blocked off. You can't see anything. They have this gigantic ass circle bed. If you've been in Lifestyle or if you've been to a swingers club, you know exactly what club I'm talking about. But yeah, they have this big ass circle bed and there's like a bench around it. And she was like, if you're on the bed, you have to be playing. Like, you have to be like, Mr. Rose, you have to be touching somebody. Like, she was like, but if you just want to watch, or if you're a voyeur, another taboo thing.
What the hell is a voyeur?
We're going to get to. Now, a voyeur is somebody that just likes to watch.
Oh, okay. What the heck?
But she was like, creep. If you don't want to, like, touch on anybody or anybody want touching on you, mm-hmm. and you, or if you just want to ease into it, you sit on the bench. Like, you sit on the bench that's around the bed. And she was like, but if you're on the bed, basically, it's a free-for-all. Like, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, okay. Like, and with the little other beds, she told us, like, hey, if this pillow is anywhere but right here, that means somebody's been on this bed and you need to wait for it to be cleaned. And she was like, I don't care if it's like somebody tried to straighten it back up. She was like, if it's not like this specifically, then yeah, you need to wait. Somebody's mm-hmm. been out here. And then we were walking around doing the tour. And then she was like, oh yeah, and this is like a movie room. And it looks like a little mini movie theater. Mm-hmm. I see like the little chairs and stuff.
Dang,
and I look up.
This place sound big.
Yeah, it's like two floors or something like that. But we get to, I'm looking at the chairs and I'm like, damn, it's like a for real movie theater. Like, and I look up and it's like this porn playing. And I'm like, oh shit. Like, and I look down again at the chairs and like the front row, there's like people having sex right there. And I'm like, oh, like, yeah, for real. Like, I just really didn't even know if that was legal. I don't know. It just seemed like my thought process went to like, damn, some strip clubs, you can't even show shit. But like, these motherfuckers is like,
yeah, that is.
Getting
yeah.
to it. Like, so I don't know. Laws are really confusing to me because that was my first thought. Mm-hmm. Like, this is legal?
No,
like,
for real.
Like, y'all can really do this? But, yeah, so that was my first experience, I guess, at a, well, in her words, sex club.
That's funny. I'm not going to stunt. I would be like her. Like, I want to go. I want to see this.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to see. And, of course, we didn't, like, the lady told us, that night per se, like she was like, she felt like we would have a better, like get a more of a vibe, like going on another night or whatever. Of course, we never went back on another night to see how it was. We did talk about going. Mm-hmm. We just never actually did it. But she was like, it's more, you know, our people. It was more like the music was more of like stuff that we would pretty much listen to, and there was a lot more people there. Cause I know honestly, this night it was probably all of like 10 people, and it was kind of spread out mm-hmm. in a 2-floor building. So
yeah.
But yeah, we never went back to find out.
Shoot, she shouldn't have even asked you to pay, cause I'm not paying for this.
What?
I'm not even giving the full experience,
girl. But that shit was just too funny to me about this like little circle bed. Like that was the one thing that like stood out to me the most, and I was just like, the fact that like me sitting on this bed means like, you can just touch me if you want to. Like, no, because I like to fight. Like, you don't just.
Yeah,
no.
My whole thing is, like, what if somebody came up to me that's unattractive? Like,
yeah.
You just, never mind.
Yeah, like, no. I'm going to hop my ass off this bed real quick. Yeah. Like, no. I just, at no point do I feel like it's supposed to be a free ball. Like, that don't mean you can touch me. You mm-hmm. can try to, probably, but that don't mean I'm going to allow it. Sorry, y'all. I need to get my lip gloss. Please.
Excuse ghetto.
Me. Girl, yeah, you know you out in the ghetto. Okay, this gonna have to work.
Oh, ma'am.
I'm turning it off. Okay, so next thing on our list. Again, I said you was out in the ghetto. Next thing on our list would be sex in public.
I've never had sex in public, but kind of.
Oh, y'all had that request up?
Yes. But kind of, you remember when, do you remember the toilet seat? You don't remember the toilet seat?
Oh, hell yeah, I remember the toilet seat. Oh, my gosh.
And you remember, like,
that is definitely considered public.
That's why I'm like, I don't really consider that public.
Nigga, couldn't nobody go pee. It was a whole bunch of people there.
Yeah, and then it started out in, like, the car. You remember, like, it was, mm-hmm. yeah. So, I mean, that's about...
Yeah, okay, she is watering this shit down. Y'all don't know what she's talking about.
What?
We was at
a party.
Our friend's party, and Yeah, like, I just remember multiple people, because I didn't originally know that you were in there. I remember multiple people saying, like, where can we go to the bathroom? Like, we got to go to the bathroom. And I'm like, it's the bathroom right there. Mm-hmm. Because I was in, like, part of hosting the party, I guess. So I'm like, it's right over there. And they was like, somebody in the bathroom. And I'm like, so the way this bathroom was made, they could have went into this, like, second area where there's, like, a sink and a countertop. Like, no, y'all go where people can't go pee. So I'm like, we're knocking on the door and stuff, and y'all didn't even come out when we
first knocked. I don't know. I don't even remember.
So long story short, she comes in. I think she came out laughing. Because he was like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. And I was like, well, she's like, we broke the toilet.
That sounded like my goofy ass.
Yeah, so her saying, like, she hasn't had sex in public, I disagree. Because I feel like when you have, like, at a party in a bathroom where that party had a lot of people.
It did. It had a lot of people. Like, I'm telling you, we started in the car, and I remember we ended up going to the bathroom because someone saw us, and they said something. So, like, let's move, you know.
Yeah. Sex in public. I mean, I know for a fact, I've seen some things where, like, sex in public is way more drastic than that. Mm-hmm. Like, but, so if we're speaking, like, porn wise, I haven't gone that drastic. but yes, I guess I've done it outside. So mm-hmm. even if nobody saw me, like,
yeah, still,
it's still in public. Yeah. So, but I'm a fan of, like, risque stuff I shouldn't be doing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, sex in public is a thumbs up for me. Because, yeah, I like the, I might get caught. I don't want to actually get caught.
Of course. It's the fact. It's like, oh, we could possibly.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, that gets a thumbs up for me.
Yeah.
Next, bondage.
I don't think I've ever done bondage. I really don't. You know what? Yes, I have. Just like some handcuffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew you was going to say that. Yeah.
I had to really think.
Yeah. It's
been a minute.
So, handcuffs is a yes for me, as she knows. I have some on standby. I didn't even have a drink today. That's funny.
What?
Oh, my bad. Okay, anyway. But, yeah, like, I'm down for handcuffs. Pretty much down for bondage. Mm-hmm. I think because of the, like, handcuff-wise, like, sex handcuffs, mm-hmm. they're not as, I mean, you can get some that are pretty secure.
Yeah.
But, like, just the go-to ones.
Yeah.
I can always get free. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I'm, like, the most about it. But I've always kind of wanted to try like something that I can't, mm-hmm. like, I really can't get free, but I'm scared.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Woo. Like, I'm scared. I don't even, like, I don't think somebody, I can really allow somebody to have that much control mm-hmm. over me. Like, no, because if I want to stop, I want to be able to snap away.
And that's the thing, you'd be like, stop it. I said stop.
Right? And if I can't do that, I got a problem.
Yes.
Like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have a fit. So, and also, you know, I did the rope shoot with mm-hmm. my ex or whatever.
So how did that come about? Because, like, I know about it, but we weren't talking at the time.
Okay. So, she's also into bondage and little things like that. Like, I don't think we were talking around this time either, but when me and her went to Halloween at the block party or mm-hmm. whatever, and, girl, like, we were doing the purge. Like, that's mm-hmm. what we all were. However, a girl just had to have on a leash. Like, that was just, like, our thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, she was really into bondage, and she had been wanting us to do a shoot together. So I came across this guy who did like rope shoots or whatever. So
I've never seen that. Like,
and it's funny, I didn't either. Yeah. I think I either seen it on someone's page or maybe on the like search page. Mm-hmm. I didn't know who this person was, but I ended up running across it somehow. And when I ran across it, I emailed him because he had an email address. I emailed him. Told him who I was. He said, okay, can I have a picture of you guys? Mm-hmm. I sent him just a normal ass picture of both of us. And he was like, yeah, well, I had some, like, pricing and stuff. And I think, like, maybe her birthday was coming up. It was something like that. And she was like, so I told him, I asked him how much. He said, oh, it's free. Like, and I was like, really? Like, because he's actually really good. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's free. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, so then we schedule a date. I tell her, and he was like, when he's sending me the address, like probably a few days before, he was like, yes, at my house. And I was like, oh my gosh, we're finna get kidnapped. Like,
nah, for real. Have you ever seen that episode of Sister when she's trying to be a model?
Yes, like, I'm like, we finna get fucking get kidnapped, bro. Like,
but we gonna still go.
Yeah, we did. but we were like hella nervous. But, you know, me and my baby, we was gangsters. So we ain't tripping. Like, we got each other. So anyway, we did outside of the house. Like, when we pulled up, we was like, bro, like, we really finna just go in this man's house. Like, how the fuck, like, this on it, like, his photos did not look like they were in his house
from
at
what
all.
The photo y'all took, it did not look
like
that.
Yeah, it did not
all.
Look like it was in his house. So I'm like, I don't even think he really took them here. Like, and she was like, I know, she's like, you still wanna go? Fake? Yeah, I was like, you still wanna go? She's like, yeah, fuck it, cool. So before we went in, we sent the girl whose house the party was at that we were talking about with you, we sent her our location. I was like, if I don't move from this location after, like, 3 hours, like, bro, come get me. Like, come save me. Kind of on something. And, you know, Bay was always packing. So, you know, we felt secure enough. Mm-hmm. We go in, and he was like, you know, I'll let y'all time to get ready. Just so y'all know, since y'all haven't seen this shoot, getting ready meant getting naked. But he allowed us the bathroom, all this stuff. Came out, he tied us up one by one. Think like a total of like 4 different times, in 4 different ways. And like, I was terrified. Like, terrified is an understatement. Not even by this time I'm comfortable enough because he's not being a weirdo. I get how it's set up now. He had a huge ass living room, wood floors. So it all made sense once I was in there.
Yeah.
But he has like this bar shit, like this long ass bar. It kind of looks like the photo booth bar thing.
Photo booth. Oh,
but
okay.
It kind of looks like that, but it's like, for real, sturdy. And it's like this little, what's that thing called? You know, the little clip thingies when you put your keys on?
A key holder?
Like the clip. Like, I don't.
Clip.
I'm trying to describe it. Now I got to post a picture of it on the video. But the little clip thing, it's like a gigantic one.
To like hold up the background?
No. But it's like this little clip thingy. Anyway, it's a gigantic one of those clips. And he literally, like, I'm walking because at this time, yeah, my leg is tied up. So, just one of them, too. So, I'm walking over, and he's like, he tied me up really close to it, though. So, I could be, I'm sorry, I'm scooting over. I didn't walk. That was a lie.
Multitask.
And so, he says, he was like, okay. And he, like, grabs the end of the rope and just, like, sticks it on the hook. And I'm like, he's like, and he starts to pull me up. And I'm like, oh, hell no, girl. So, my hands were on the ground. I'm upside fucking down. And, yeah,
Sounds like a fun. It does seem terrifying, though. I know, me.
Girl, this
like,
hook. The hook is also like pretty much spinning. Not like for real spinning, but it's spinning because like just my body on it now. So like I'm literally going in circles, but I won't take my hands off the ground. So I'm like, like all around the ground. He's like, move your hands. No, like because I'm gonna fall. Like
I gotta make one with the floor in this. Like,
and I'm not trying to be one with the floor because I let go. Like,
nah, for real, for real.
So yeah, he was like, I finally end up letting go. And, of course, I get kind of why it spins, like, because we got a lot of good shots, different angles, because I'm literally spinning. He had some where he literally kind of made sure I was sturdy, the ones where me and her were together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so on and so forth. It was really fun, though. It turned out being a lot of fun.
Yeah, that sounds like
a dope shoot. Like,
I'd have been like, I feel like a real-life model or
not
something.
Not for real. Going to the extremes.
Uh-huh, to get this shoot. I mean, the shot.
I was just dangling. I really cannot think of what this dang hook is called, but I'm gonna figure it out.
The only thing I could think of is like a fish hook. Like that's what I was thinking of.
But. No, for some reason I wanna say a bike hook, but it's not a bike hook either. It's, I don't know. We finna find out, y'all. Okay. I'm on Google. You can move on to the next thing while I'm looking.
So the next one is fetishes. Do you have any fetishes or have you been with someone who has fetishes?
Okay, so on that, fetishes and kinks is what so I didn't know that these words weren't interchangeable.
Mm.
I thought they were pretty much the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently you can, a fetish is something that you have to do every time to like.
Mm-hmm. To get there.
To get there. And a kink is something that you're just kind of into. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's vice versa. I don't even remember no more. But they're not the same thing. Y'all want to know, Google it.
Damn.
I can only do so much.
Okay. Well, do you have any fetishes or kinks, or have you been with someone who has fetishes or kinks?
I've been with someone who's had a foot fetish.
I think I do remember that.
And then I've honestly talked to people that have had weird ass fetishes. Girl, don't make me laugh. Please don't make me laugh.
peeing.
Do you remember that time I was talking to that one dude? He was he wanted me to pee while I was giving him head or something.
I remember something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like what?
Yeah.
Like why I gotta be?
People are crazy.
Why I gotta be near a toilet?
Yeah.
Like I don't know.
Mm-mm. No.
So yeah, I do feel rough sex is more of a fetish, because I be having to tell people, there's BDSM, and then there's,
I never heard of that.
You've heard of S&M.
Uh-huh, but BD.
Oh, well, now I gotta Google that, too. Goddamn, Irvin, give me a second. I ain't finished the first Google.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know this stuff. I'm like a little baby.
But, yeah, I like soft BDSM, which means, rough, but, don't try to, because we're gonna be fighting.
Damn, what y'all do? Have sex. That's it.
For real, because it's not, I'm going to take it too far. I don't play this shit. So, yeah, we can rev it up a little bit, but, bro, don't take it too far, because we're going to fight. I fight niggas. I don't discriminate. So, that's really only fetish-ish thing or kink that I can think of that I have. Yeah. What about you?
I don't have none. I'm just kind of, I'll try anything once.
This.
Oh, okay. That's a zip line hook.
Bam. What she said.
That's how I know it is.
So, he had a gigantic
Okay, yeah. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, yeah, cool.
So I was terrified because that goes on keys. It's just big.
Yeah. Yeah, it does go on keys, too. So, yeah. I was trying to think if anybody ever did anything, had any fetishes or anything like that, but I cannot ring a bell, so I would say no. The next one is period sex.
Okay, before we get to that, I'm going to try to see if y'all can see this. Can y'all see this? I can't see if y'all can see it.
Bruh. But
we're going to hope y'all can. If not, I'll put it in the video.
Yeah.
Hey, that's extra work for me. If y'all can see it, y'all saw it. If not, I will be putting it in. No worries. Y'all will be informed.
One way or the
period
other.
Sex, ew. Have I done it? Yes.
That's funny. I will definitely say I have done it. I've done it quite a few times.
Yeah.
Is it something I prefer? No, but shoot, I'm not gonna stunt.
It's like that's when it's the worst.
Yes, that's when it's I'm horny on 1,000 or something like that.
It'd be on.
Yeah. What? So I understand when they say dogs are in heat, don't fuck. Women are too. And shoot, if you down, come on.
But I ain't gonna say, I think it's disgusting. And typically, if I'm going to do it, I don't have those problems anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But when I did used to have those problems, my preference was the shower. Technically, I don't like shower sex either. I feel like that's just squeaky sex.
I was about to say, I haven't done that in forever. But from what I do recall, it was just too much.
It'd be squeaky. That's what I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know. It does nothing actually squeaks, but that's what I feel like.
Yeah, because your skin, it's wet.
No, I'm talking about my vagina. It feels like, I feel like it should be squeaking. If it's, the feeling of it is just not a preference at all. But, like I said, if I did do it, though, I preferred it to be in the shower. That was the cleanest way to do it to me, I guess. Speaking of showers, I'm going to skip down.
Okay.
We're going to talk about golden showers.
Hell to the no. The fuck? Ooh. I did think of something, though. But hell no. Nah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so nervous.
I'll share it at the end. Okay. Not the end, but after you give yours.
I've actually had multiple people bring this up.
Okay. So y'all like that. That's what y'all
have had to? Multiple
people. Your little nasty.
What was that one? The green one.
I don't know. Let me
the
see.
The green one.
Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, Nancy.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, so I've had multiple people.
But you never encountered it.
I mean, that's an encounter, but like actually doing it.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Okay. Well, I was about to say, definitely there has been a time I was given head in the dude pee. Like,
first of all, you didn't tell me this.
Yes.
So, like I know I'm mad.
Only one person.
He peed where? In the bed? Wait, were you giving or giving? I missed it. Running back. I was
giving head. It's almost a foot.
What the fuck?
Oh my gosh, I thought I was nutting, coming, whatever. He said something.
Bro, we would have. Oh my god.
Yes.
We would have been fighting for real, for real.
What the fuck, girl? Mm-hmm. I can definitely say with some drugs and alcohol involved, but still, like.
We would have been fighting. Yeah. As y'all can see, I fight for everything. Everything is pretty much fighting terms. Like, no.
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
It is, because that's some shit you got to ask me first. You got to prep somebody for some shit like
yes.
that. See if they going to okay it. You don't just know. And then tell me you thought it was. If you got to think about it, that's not what it is. Shit. I've got to be so damn mad.
So, yeah.
Okay, what's the next one?
Chokeholds.
Oh, no. Not chokeholds. Yeah, I cannot say this word. I meant to fucking Google this and play the little sound.
Oh, Lord.
Because I don't really know if I'm going to say this right.
Hold up. Let's see if I
but
can.
But the next term. You know what? Okay, let Google say it.
Let's see if we can.
It should. Are you connected?
No, I was just going to put it up here. Oh, see? I'm spelling it wrong. Y'all didn't know one thing about me. I can't spell for sure.
I got it. No, I don't have it like that. I was saying I have it as far as connecting. But yeah, so I'm never sure. I've never heard somebody actually like say this word in person, so I'm never really sure if I'm saying it right. I always try to say it, but I laugh because, again, I don't know.
Okay, be quiet. All right.
Cuckold.
Chuckled? I'll be saying it right. Cuckold.
Cuckold.
Okay.
Cuckold.
Cuckold. Okay, yeah.
So that's the next thing we're talking
about. What the fuck is that?
Okay. Oh, my God. My poor little friend. I'm mad when I typed it in my thing. All that popped up was porn.
Yeah. I had to literally ask it to pronounce it.
So it's when basically, like, a female is in a relationship or married, and, like, they have sex, like, in front of their spouse, and, like, most of the time it includes, like, talking shit to them or, like, all this other kind of stuff.
Okay.
Sometimes it starts to actually include, like, bisexual, like, making the dude, like, making your husband, like, give the other dude hit. It can get kind of extra. But, yeah, that's that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad, you know, this was very educational for me, but that's a no.
So, it's funny because the only one I could, like, agree with, like, scenario, I guess, when it comes to that, was revenge. Like, when, like, the I'm talking about porn, just so we're clear. But it'd be, like, the guy did something to her, or he cheated on her, or whatever, and, like, she'll have sex with a dude, like, in front of him, or whatever. And I'd be, like, yeah, because he was doing it. Like,
that's what you get.
Yeah, like, or he comes home, and she's doing it, and she doesn't stop. Mm-hmm. Like, she'll keep it going. So I was, like, ooh. I can definitely see myself doing that, too.
I ain't trying to get murdered now.
Girl. And I mean, when I say, like, in front of them, I mean, like, nigga, this close. Like,
yeah.
And then most of the time, like, the girl's saying, like, oh, this is so much better or, like, all that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That's what it is. Just so you know.
Okay.
So, yeah, like, that's the only scenario I can really just see myself doing it in. Like, I'm not just doing this randomly. Like, we good. But, yeah. Honestly, I don't think I've ever dated anybody that would allow that. Like,
no.
I mean, like, real life scenarios, like, you cheat on me, and I just, like, have said, like, whoever I'm dating at the time, I've never dated somebody that would have just been, like, oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, nah, nigga, he finna beat your ass.
Nah, for real, for real.
Matter of, like, fact, female or male, like, finna beat your ass. Like, so, yeah. Next, I already touched on this, which was voyeur.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, that's somebody that likes to watch. So, how do you feel about that?
I mean, true. I said I would go to a club and watch someone, so I'll be a voyeur. I'm just watching. I'm nosy.
So you gonna be a voyeur for the night?
I'm gonna be a voyeur for the night. Put on my Joe hat from you.
Oh, what?
This how y'all get down in here?
Man, the next one is, so yeah, this is where, again, I tell people all the time, like, I'll try almost anything. Emphasis on almost anything once. Just because I feel I'm a big believer in you can't knock it till you try it. Mm-hmm. Some things are just a hell no for me. Hell no, hard no, however you want to word it. No. So yeah, almost anything. However, this next thing, you got me fucked up. Feces.
Yeah. Hell no, too. Like, nah, bro. I barely want to change a baby diaper.
What?
Okay.
You remember how I asked
you? Yeah. Like, what?
She was at my house the other day and I was changing the diaper and I was damn near about to leap out the window.
Dude, I hate walking Harley because I got to pick up his shit. The fuck?
I'd have been like, my dog didn't even do that. I don't even know where it came from. Oh, okay. Next one. Pegging.
Like, that's some other people's shit. That's not me.
Again, well, I was about to say something and then I think about it.
Yeah.
I don't know how to, like, it's, so I just had this conversation with somebody the other day. Not like, mm-hmm. like this in particular. It was more so like me and another female. It came down to like, have you ever used a strap on a female? And I was like, yeah. Like, he was really surprised.
That is hilarious.
And I was like, that's exactly what he said. He's like, that's hilarious. I was like, honestly, I did it for fun because I don't like for someone to use a strap on me. If I, like, if that's the case, I might as well just go have sex with a dude. I'd prefer the real thing anyway. Like, if I'm going to have sex with a female, I want only sex with a female. I don't mind toys, but that's not going to be one of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've done it a few times, actually, and it's been because, like, somebody's asked me, and I'd be like, only if you let me do you first. Like, I was definitely, it was a long time ago, but I was definitely one of those. Like, you can do me if you let me do you. So I've done it. It's fun. I get it. I definitely get the hype. Because the first time I did it, it was because I didn't understand the hype behind it. Yeah. Like, it was,
I was
like,
trying to see what the hype
why do
was
you
about.
Keep doing this? Like, why do you keep wanting to do this? Like, what do you get out of this? Mm-hmm. You don't get nothing out of this. And it was like, yeah, you do. And I'm like, okay, well, let me see. And then after, I was like, what are those?
So what you get out of it? The excitement of them? Like, that's the
pretty
thing?
Much okay, like yeah. that. And yeah, like basically, like, you just kind of pretty much get off from like watching them. And like, yeah, that's really what it comes down to. But it was fun as hell.
Okay.
But yeah, as far as me bending a dude over, I just.
Yeah. You gotta. Not with the people I'm fucking with.
I just don't know if I'm gonna look at you the same way.
Nah, for real, for real.
Again, something I would have to try, but just to let you know, if we tried it, and after that I never speak to you again, that's your fault. I wanted to bring this up too. I know a lot of people don't think like me when it comes to this, but I don't see anything wrong with, I don't feel like it's gay for a male to get anything on his body touched.
Wait, huh?
Because you know how most people feel like when it comes to like, if a guy likes anything like done or around his ass, like it's gay. I don't agree. Like, I feel like, hell, if I like it, if my ass is like your ass, then why the fuck wouldn't you like it? Like,
I mean, I can get that just because also they say, like, you know, they're, what is it? They're, what you call it, is in their prostate or whatever. Yeah. So, like, I get it, but.
Mm-hmm. Again, like I said, it goes to, it fits in with taboo to me because, I definitely disagree, like, when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. I feel like anything you do with your, if you are a straight male, I feel like anything you do with your female spouse,
yeah,
it's straight, mm-hmm. like, because it's y'all two. And again, I feel like, hey, if you like it and I like it, like, we have the same ass. I don't care what nobody says. Like, we have the same ass, so with that being said, if I find it enjoyable, like, why wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. Like, so, I don't feel like anything you do with your female partner is gay. Now, however, anything you do with a male, like, that's when I feel like, I mean, obviously it's gay. So, I did want to touch on that, too, because that's the debate I actually have had with people either I've dated or, like, just guys in general, like, not that shit gay.
Most men don't want to do that. They're not even about to try
it. And it'd be, like, again, something, either we saw something on TV or something, they'd be like, man, that shit gay. And I'm like, why? Because I'm going to ask.
Yeah.
Because why is it gay? Like, that's he's with a female. Like, why? Why is it gay? So, I definitely be asking because, again, I just want to know, like, because I'm big on just, like, make it and make sense. Because you can't tell me, like, me and this dude do something and, like, we're gay. Like, how?
Yeah, it's not going to be that way. So, but it's all about your preference and what you're comfortable with.
Correct.
So you have to be comfortable when you have sex. So, if they ain't comfortable with it, then that's that.
And most, don't get me wrong, most guys are not comfortable with it. But, again, that's it ties into taboo. I feel like most guys aren't comfortable with it because it's very taboo. Like, it's very... Society does not accept.
Yeah.
They've told us, we've been raised to believe that that's gay. So,
who knows? Maybe in a couple of years it will be.
Girl, they're going to stay the same way because somebody going to have something to say about it. But I just wanted to know that y'all know where I stood on it because that's how I feel. And I feel like it, I don't know, I just feel like it's so childish. Like, that's gay. Anyway, I'm sorry, I got thrown off. Somebody just randomly said they was going to meet me. Like, where? Who are you? And then there was a, did you see that?
Mm-mm.
504 number. Like, who? Who meeting me?
Who knows, I ain't doing girl.
It. Anyway, excuse me. Next word, next one.
Where were we? Right here?
We, oh, animals. I forgot the word for that.
But. No, no, ma'am, no, sir. That's some other people's shit.
Not for real.
Like,
like them bitches that be having sex with horses.
Yeah,
like,
that's...
Like, bro, that, it's a death wish for starters. Yeah. Secondly, I don't even like... like you said, walking highly. I don't even like taking a dog to go shit, let alone... What?
Yeah.
Bro, y'all pushing it. Like, y'all do too much.
People be doing the most.
And again, I have like.
And you can try stuff, but I don't. Look, that's animal abuse, okay? You abusing this damn animal, okay?
Girl, speaking of, like, not even just animals, being animalistic is also a form.
What is that?
Girl, people be like pretending they're dogs or like. Or some other shit. Like, I don't know. Like. No, if you growl at me, we got a problem.
Hell yeah, I know. Destiny was telling me they had a girl at her school who was growling at people. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with her? The fuck?
Next thing, I'm not looking at it, but I do remember this is on the list. I don't remember what this is called either.
What?
But those people that pretend they're babies.
Bitch, I don't know nothing about none of this shit. You be young, you be knowing some weird shit.
No, I looked this up on Google. Most of the stuff I sent you, I was looking up on Google. Yeah. And that's how I was able to send them all back to me. Look, okay, I've admitted I'm a little freaky bitch, but that I half the stuff I don't know nothing about.
Yeah, that stuff.
But no, seriously, that shit freaked me out. When I was looking it up, again, it's hard to look up. I typed in taboo sex thing. It's hard to look up anything taboo and sex in the same sentence and not pull up just straight porn. Like, because I was trying to, like, get informative before the episode or whatever. And all I saw was, like, porn. And I'm like, God damn. Y'all ain't got no, like, how-to, like, nothing. But I ended up finding this one video that was not, it was on YouTube. Like, it was not, like, a porn or whatever. But I got a tad bit confused because it wasn't. She said basically her little thing was that it was taboo for her to be a woman owner of a sex store or something like that. I'm like,
yeah,
that's not what I was trying to get to. Like, no. So I really didn't find out much. But again, in typing it in Google and the kind of list of things they gave, one of those was this. Was again, like, that's why how I texted to you. I said, this adult in a diaper thing and they use it. Like, I didn't know what it was called, but. Again, on Google, like, that was one of the things that popped up. And I'm like, wait, y'all actually, like, use the diaper? Like,
that's ridiculous. Yeah.
I don't even get how that's a how that's sexual.
Yeah.
Like, because you shitting in some diaper is not a turn on, mm-hmm. nor is it a when did you? And I don't want to mm-hmm. do shit because you're shitty and you have on a diaper.
Yeah. So no.
And lastly, only other thing I could think of, and this was again something that popped up when I was on Google, but incest.
That's like
family.
Oh no, I've heard that before, but I don't know. Maybe I'm getting it confused.
Yeah, I think you're incest is like family. It's like when, like again, yeah, I know people that watch porn where it'd be like the stepmom and the son or like some shit like that or whatever. And I'm going to just off top say, again, hell no. Hell no. Like, the closest I can even say I've ever came to something like mm-hmm. that has been, like, when I was a little kid, like, playing house and shit. Like, that's probably the closest I can ever say I came to that. And then, again, I grew up and came to my senses. Mm-hmm. So,
every time people say that, all I can think of is Wayne. He was like, as soon as I come to my senses. I be like, my nigga.
No, for real. Because, y'all, speaking on that, boy, before then, I might be, like, super weak. But when it come down to it, like, what was I thinking? Like, I be so disgusted with myself.
Nah, for real, for real. I know I be thinking stuff. Oh.
Girl, I be thinking some shit, and I be like, oh, my God.
But see, I'm just such a, because, again, I haven't had many partners, and I'm just such a lovey, like, person. I always see I'm optimistic and positive. I'd be like, oh, you know, this and this. But I'd be looking like, and nigga, I fucked you. I gave you a chance. Like, what the fuck? I want my sex back.
Not for real. Because I don't want that. And like, when people just don't do right, and then when they don't do right. Mm-hmm. And I mean that, of course, in two different senses. Like, when you don't do right in the bed or if you don't do right in our relationship.
Yeah.
Like, bro, give it back.
Nah, for real, for real.
Give it back. I want it back. Because that's bullshit. So, yeah, of course, we kind of touched on a lot of taboo things, and there are, of course, a lot more that we did not cover. Mm-hmm. When I was on Google, when I tell you, it was, like, so much shit mm-hmm. that, like, I was just like, hell.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about this, but I'm going to point this out. Objectum sexuals is that, you know.
What is that?
You have sex with people that want to have sex with objects, not, like, like, they actually can be, like, in love with these.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Like, bruh, you can't tell me you can have sex with this car. Because how? How? Again, to each his own. I'm not gonna judge.
Yeah, because I do not want to be judged. Probably have social issues or something like that.
Yeah, I got social issues, and I, like, no.
But they got different levels to the shit.
Nah,
like,
for real.
Some people don't be coming outside. They don't interact with people. All of that. That right. has to be there.
You're, like, literally describing me.
No, you do come outside. You do talk. I mean, like, for real severe, like, hey, I'm in the house. I'm not stepping outside, like, all of that, like, for real.
But then they would have to step outside to see their car.
They would, or they could be in their garage. You never know. These people be doing stuff because it was a dude who had an airplane, and he was in love with his airplane.
Girl, no, this lady, I remember seeing this lady on My Strange Addiction. She swore she was in a relationship with the Eiffel Tower, but she had never been out there.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like,
see?
And she was like, they was asking her if she felt like the Eiffel Tower loved her. See, it has to be objective sexuals. It has to be what it is. Anyway, I don't remember. I know it was on My Strange Addiction. But, yeah, she was in love with the Eiffel Tower. Like, and but you ain't never seen him?
Mm-mm.
Her? Mm-mm. Him? I don't know.
Her ass can go on catfish, too. Because I don't know how the hell you be dating someone. Y'all don't FaceTime. Y'all don't do this.
Girl, she said she was in a long-distance relationship. Mm-mm. That's what she said. Mm-mm.
That's a hell of a distance, too.
What? Mm-mm. Like, I don't. That's a distance that's unexplainable. Cause not only are y'all probably across the country, but nigga,
like y'all can't across, even get no a long time. Y'all can't do nothing.
Y'all across. I can't even say species because this thing isn't even alive. Like y'all across all type of shit. I don't know. But again, y'all freaky as hell. I thought I was freaky. Being on Google, I realized y'all be into some freaky ass shit. But again, whatever works for you. That's all I got to say about it. But again, I'm not judging because I don't want to be judged.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So you do you.
And I'ma do me. Bye, you guys.